Hi, and thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, 33950.
Okay, and thank you for that. May I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Marlene Folino. That's F as in Frank, O-L-I-N-O.
Could it possibly be under a different name?
No, what we have is we're presently in Tennessee, so it might be the Tennessee address, but it's definitely in her name.
Okay, I got the Punta Gorda at zip.
Right.
But I'm not
right.
Showing an account in her name.
Yes, well, that's our legal address. We're not going to go there until after the first of the year. We're in Tennessee right now.
Okay.
I have an order number.
Okay, well, definitely I can go by the order number. What's the order number?
926-129-690-119-735.
Okay, hold on. Let's stop. That's not going to be the order number. Spell that last name out for me.
Folino. F as in Frank, O-L-I-N-O.
When was the last time you ordered products with us?
She ordered it the early December. They told her it was shipped on December 14th to the Tennessee address.
Let me try the email. What email was used?
Okay. Letters LSF, Larry Sam Frank, 168 at Verizon.net.
All right, found it. Yay. Don't know why it was coming up with that. All right, I got the Tennessee address on here. That's why.
All right.
All right, so can you verify that address for me?
2609 Oleander Way, apartment 118, Knoxville, 37931.
All right, thank you for that. I do have the account pulled up here where you were receiving. Let's see. You got our 6-month supply of an Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Right.
Okay, I'm showing the next shipment is not due to be shipped out until June of 2021.
You have any record of a December shipment?
Not for this account. I don't. Not for the Tennessee address.
Well, we've been here for 6 months, and she made place that order.
Because I'm showing the last order on this particular account that I have pulled up here. It was billed on November the 19th. For the 6-month supply of the Omax Ultra Pure, and in which you paid $144.
Right. Well, that's the one I'm calling about. We never received this.
Never got it?
Pardon me?
You never got it?
No.
Okay, let me see what's going on. Did you switch cards? As far as payment?
Possibly, but I believe that $144 was on my card. We had an attempted fraud like in July or something, and had the card replaced. I don't know if you're able to see the last four numbers.
Okay, hang on. I see what happened with the account. Bear with me. I'm just reading over the notes on the account.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. It looks like the MasterCard that was on file for the recurring billing, it declined.
Okay. So there was no shipment.
No. Hang on. I'm looking over this again. Bear with me just a moment. Let's see, because I got a tracking number for it. So it looks like it did bill. Oh, nope, you never did receive it. Yeah, you were billed for it, but for whatever reason, it was stuck in transit. And I do apologize about that. I'm going to get that reshipped for you right now.
Okay, now do you have a payment for it?
Yeah, it was paid.
All right, that's what I thought so. I saw it on my credit card statement.
Yeah, it was you were billed on the 19th, so you probably won't see the billing until around the 20th or 21st of November.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so it had something to do with the declined card from a previous number, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm showing initially, let me go back. Okay, I think the first one, for whatever reason, it tried to bill you for two shipments. One of them was canceled. I think it was done by mistake, though. Let me verify that really quickly. Okay, yeah, that last card that was billed, I think it just expired. Let me go back and look and see what the date is on it. Yeah, the last one, it didn't go through, but then initially, I guess, when the card got updated to it, the last card that was billed was with the 4504, but I'm showing
right.
that was updated to the 7753.
Right.
So when that one did update, that's when the payment processed for you. And that's why I'm showing the two billings. And one was canceled from the old card and then applied to the new one. But what I'm doing right now is go ahead and get that reshipment out for you. And I do apologize. We weren't aware that you didn't receive the merchandise until you called in today.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have an issue here because we leave here for Florida Monday the 4th. Yeah. So
is there any way that you can get it forwarded?
Our mail is forwarded, but I'm not sure that they will forward a package like that.
It is. They should, because it's going to come regular. It's going to come USPS.
All right.
So if your other mail is forwarded, it should forward that as well. But you can give your postal service a call to verify that, hey, I've got this shipment coming. Because as of right now, being that the original shipment was sent to the Knoxville address, I can't change it in order to do a reship. Because if I change the address, it's going to attempt to bill you, and I don't have a way to stop that, being that it's a new address.
Okay. All right. You said the original shipment was sent here, but it never actually was. Right?
For whatever reason, it's still stuck in transit. I'm looking on the United States Postal Service's website, and it's saying as of December the 14th, it's still in transit. But that's been a whole month, so you should have at least received it by now. So that's why I am wanting to go ahead and get the reshipment out for you. However, again, we can wait, but again, you guys are about to leave. So I'm not sure as to what you want me to do, but I'm willing to do whatever you'd like. I can get the reshipment out for you, but again, it's going to go to the Knoxville address.
Yeah, just go ahead and do that. And if you're saying that they do forward those items, then that's fine.
But again, you can double check with your post office as well. To make sure that, you know, hey, let them know, hey, you've already got your mail forwarded once you guys leave, but you want to verify that your shipment that's coming in will be forwarded it, even though it's a priority mail package.
Yeah, but once I get off the phone with you, it's going to start the process. And you're saying to go through with it and then just to check with them to...
Well, do you want to call the Postal Service first and then give us a call back to let us know what to do?
No, that's like calling the IRS.
I'm sorry.
It's hard to get through there sometimes. If I get to the right person, it's easy, but if it's a monster. Just go ahead and ship it here.
Okay.
That's 2609 Oleander Way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing for you right now, get that reshipment taken care of for you.
Okay.
And the Postal Service has been having a lot of delays, but shouldn't have happened. All right. I do have your reshipment confirmed. It's going to take about 24 to 48 hours before it updates. Once that update is done, it's going to ship out for you. Once it ships out, it'll send you an email confirmation to the LSF168@Verizon.net with the tracking information in there for you.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it.
Okay. And I do certainly apologize for you not receiving your products.
Well, that's fine. It has stuff to do with our addresses and credit cards, I guess.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a wonderful day and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.